Log Talk Radio.
It's time to open up your eyes. Open your eyes to make you wealthy and wise. You can watch your profits rise with a business enterprise. We give you what you need to know, what you need to watch your earnings grow. You can reach your record highs with a business enterprise.
You're listening to Enterprise on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Erica Collins.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Enterprise, where we want to see your business rise. It's May 30th, 2021, coming to you live from New York, New York. It's been a cool weekend in the town that never sleeps. While some of you are at the beach and others are trying to barbecue, we have a wonderful show for you today with Ronell Glover, owner of Cupcake Diva. Good evening, Ronell.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for having me on your show tonight.
Great to have you. Ronell Glover grew up in downtown Brooklyn Farragut Houses, where she watched her grandmothers, aunts, and uncles bake appetizing desserts for the holiday season and church events. At the age of 5, she started baking with her late Uncle Jerry, eventually surprised her with her very own Betty Crocker mixing set. These roots led us to the Cupcake Diva you know today. Once again, welcome to the show, Ronell Glover.
And thank you for having me again.
Let's take a little travel back into time to when you were a little girl. What did you want to be?
Okay, so there were several jobs that I wanted to do when I got older. And the number one was being a teacher. I used to sit my dolls on the bed. I had like a bunch of doll babies and teddy bears. I used to set them on the bed, and those baby dolls and teddy bears were my students. I remember going way back where I used to teach them and have my little blackboard and everything, and I could have sworn I was going to be a teacher. And then another thing I thought I was going to do, you know, wanted to do, was always throw parties when I got older, because I did it when I was younger, when my uncle, when he first gave me that mixer, I started baking cakes for the family parties. So my brother, he used to be James Brown, and me and my sister used to be his backups, and we used to put these shows on for my parents, and then we used to, you know, come out and surprise them with birthday cakes and stuff like that I made. But yeah.
That's a great story. What made you want to work in desserts specifically?
What made me want to work in desserts, basically, is when I was younger, growing up in my family, they always used to have a widespread of different foods, and then they would have another room of widespread of different desserts. So desserts were like German chocolate cake, vanilla cake with chocolate frosting. All these cakes were homemade cake, carrot cake. And my family always told me, oh, no, pardon me, don't let her eat too much cake. No, she can't have too much cake. And I'm like, wait, I like this cake. This German chocolate cake is really good. I like it. So I said, all right, when I get older, that's going to be one of my main cakes that I'm going to fix. And guess what? Now that I'm older, I love making German chocolate cake, and I love to eat it, too. It's really good. But, yeah, my
That's
family, back to
your
question, my family inspired me. Yes, my family and the holidays inspired me to do bacon.
How did your experiences prepare you for your venture?
Well, this may sound crazy, but working as an executive assistant, as senior executive assistant, and, you know, just having an assistant title, you always have events. And I didn't like doing events. So there's one time I was working for New York Life Insurance Company, and I'll never forget this man, one of my supervisors, his name is Fawad. he has signed me up to do the main event for New York Life Insurance Company when it came to cultural events. And I looked at him and I was like, Kawan, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to do this. And he just looked at me, he smiled, and he walked away. So basically, he put that in my hands every month. I had to do a cultural event for, like, you could say, like, for the Asians. And then it was, like, for the Indian culture. Just different months. I had to really put together these events. And when I tell you, I had to take my time and get the vendors, like the people that cook these dishes, basically. And I had to get a lot of the staff members to interact, you know, with these events, actually. It was just like, I just couldn't believe it. But now that I look back at it, I'm like, wow, he put all that in my hands, and I aced it. The supervisors in New York Life used to say, Renell, you're in the wrong career, baby. You should be somewhere else doing parties or, you know, doing events.
Perfect. Yeah. And that's where you are today with your own cupcake diva. How has the coronavirus pandemic affected your business?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it did. It affected my business as customers, you know, like I used to have a lot of customers. Now customers have slowed, the customer base has kind of like slowed down. Me get into my supplies because a lot of the stores that I used to buy supplies from has shut down. Basically, the payroll, I wasn't able to, you know, like pay my staff the way that I was supposed to, you know. Let me see what else. It just affected me a great deal, actually. Yeah.
The supply chain is definitely affecting a lot of people, especially in the food and drink industry. What are some of the positive and negatives of when you first started your journey?
Oh, boy. So, back in 2009, I started my business. And let me tell you something. This is the positive, okay? I took my cakes to a store. My cakes sold out within an hour. Matter of fact, a half an hour. I was like, wow. You know, I went back to check on the cakes. I was like, wait a minute. Hold up. I said, there's no more cakes? It was like, no, it's all gone. He said, can you make another one? I said, yes, I'm about to mix up something real quick. And that's what I did. So I put that cake in the store. Next thing you know, that cake was gone within a half an hour. I was like, wait a minute. I said, oh, my gosh, I think I got something. So then, you know, now I'm happy. I'm going around networking with people, going up in the buildings, actually, and just networking, just doing a lot of networking. And all of my orders started coming in back to back, back to back, back to back. Then I started going to the Jacob Javits and my cupcakes actually sold out within a half an hour. Like WBLS, I had did an event, Sisters with WBLS, and they started announcing me over the radio. So I guess everybody couldn't wait to see who Cupcake Diva was and taste all these delicious cupcakes because they had stated, oh, well, Cupcake Diva is going to have her many flavors of red velvet, the coconut red velvet, the pina colada red velvet, the chocolate hazelnut red velvet. And, you know, they were going on. So I guess these people were like, oh, my gosh, I got to come and see, you know, like, I got to come and taste these cupcakes. Sound real good. So when they did come to my table, oh, my gosh, my cupcakes were gone within an hour.
Wow.
Sold out.
Wow.
I was bummed. So it was like this is like the pros of the business. If your product is good, they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much you charge, basically, but they're coming if your product is good. Now, let me tell you about the disadvantages of a business. Even though, and this is what I had to learn, even though your business is booming and God is blessing it, has his hands on it,
If you don't know your business, it's going to flunk. And
true.
That's what happened to me. I did not know my business when it came down to the paperwork. When it came down to the paperwork, financials, websites, like marketing and this, I really didn't. I had a website in place, but I didn't have everything else in place like I was supposed to. And that's
well,
what
probably
made
didn't expect
my
to take
business
off that
flow.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I didn't expect for it to take off that fast. I couldn't even catch up with it myself. Yes.
Yeah, it's
boy,
like a blessing,
was that a lesson.
But you were able to work it out. Yeah.
Yes,
what
I was.
Or who
now I'm are, better.
What or who are some of your most notable, I guess, people that you've served cupcakes to?
So my notable people is my dear heart, Ms. Deidre Tate. I did her 50th birthday party. And for those of you that don't know Deidre Tate, she is very well known, I could say, in the industry. Yeah, check her out, Deidre Tate. And I also did some cupcakes for Wendy Williams. It was one of her anniversaries. I did some cupcakes for her show, actually. It was a private party. I did cupcakes for Ashford and Simpson. let me see who else. It's a lot. And all these people that I did cupcakes from came from DJK opening doors for me. Sheila Scott. Now, Sheila Scott, as of today, she always, always announces me over the radio, especially for my birthday.
Aww.
So, Sheila, if you're listening, I am going to be bringing you some cake. Yes, so Sheila Scott. let me see who else. I can say this because it's a lot of them, basically. And I do cupcakes and things for a lot of the industry. And also, what's his name? He lives in Jersey. He deals with the Mr. Blasting Game.
Yeah, very well.
The high tier, yes. Mr. Blasting Game, basically. Yep. And also, I just want to also just give out a shout out to Care Worthy because he, you know, he has, you know, my back as well in this industry. And Care Worthy, if you're listening, I got cupcakes coming to you as well. The whole board. Yeah, so I'm thankful, though, for all these people that I mentioned and some that I didn't mention. Trust you me, It's a blessing to work with them, and it's a blessing that, you know, I was able to come across their path, and, you know, they have my best interest in their hands, you know, at heart.
So I'm
thankful that they believe in me. Yes, yes. Kim Applewhite, you know, he's another one, you know. It's a lot of them, actually, and I'm like I said, I'm very grateful. I'm very, very grateful.
Yeah. Bless you. What is the best advice that you can give for your products and services?
The best advice I could give for my products and services?
Somebody wants to order them or where to find them?
Sure. Well, my business number, to get in touch with me, if you want to order some cupcakes, hold you a call or either text 718-307-9011. Again, 718-307-9011. Or you can reach me on Instagram or Facebook at KUPKAKEDIVA. Cupcake Diva. Again, KUPKAKEDIVA. And my website is soon to come. Yes, I'm working on a website now. Another website, rather.
Gotcha. Where would you like to see your work in the future?
Oh, I want to see my work in Tyler Perry Studios. I want a bakery at the Tyler mm-hmm. Perry Studios. Yes. Yeah.
I heard that campus is fabulous.
Okay, yes. He needs the cupcake, Diva Cupcakes, right there on his land, right there in the studio. Yes.
Do you have any upcoming events?
Right now I am working on something basically. Right now I really want to be able to travel. So I don't want to just be in New York City. I want the world to know about Cupcake Diva. So yeah, I'm working on some things right now, traveling throughout the world, doing parties and also, you know, with my cupcakes.
Okay. And what is next for the woman herself, Renell Glover?
Well, what is next for me, like I stated, actually, I am I'm working really to get into the Tyler Perry studio. No, I'm just serious. I'm really working into getting into the studio. So that's like a big project for me, but I believe God. God is bigger than anything in this world. I believe him, and I believe I'm going to get into that studio.
And we hope and we believe that you will too. Renell, thank you so much for being on our show. We know that you and the Cupcake Diva will be a great success.
And I want to say thank you for having me on your show and allowing me to speak about my business.
Great. Thanks for listening to our 2021 Business of Food and Drink on Blog Talk Radio's Enterprise. Remember to check us out on Twitter and Facebook for more information.
You're listening to Enterprise on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Erica Collins.